the two towers of Raele. Observation point from Passo delle Scale. Now you are passing through the Scale Pass, which can be reached only by a tunnel carved into the rocks in the last century, when Cancano Dam was built. Aside the vertical trackless cliff that suddenly break the slope, the ruins of two squared towers stand, overlooking all the valley of Bormio. They were built at the end of the 14th century, perhaps by Barnabò Visconti, on a precedent fortification guarding the route of Alemannia, as to say, Germany, in order to prevent that Grisons could attack the valley of Bormio from here. It is difficult now to imagine in what way a route could pass from here, over the vertical rocky wall that closes the access to Scale Pass. Perhaps wooden beams put into the rock, which held a sort of wooden gangplank, or a kind of stairs fastened to the slope, as the toponym Scale seems to suggest. The matter of fact is that the Alemannia route did pass from here, and not from the Foscagno Pass. This is in fact the lowest way, 1,941 meters above the sea level, versus the 2,291 meters of Foscagno for reaching Switzerland and then Germany, and, more important, it connects Bormio with Fraele Valley, as to say, with the higher Adda Basin. From the quite indefinite saddle, in fact, the lateral valley of Scale Lake goes slowly down towards a wide highland, extended for tens of kilometers to northwest, up to Fraele Pass. Here, until the last century, there was a village of herdsmen and of miners, with its own parish church and a lodging for travelers and merchants. The area, in fact, was rich of grazing lands and, towards Pragrata Mount, also of iron ores, enough rich for a period in which a poor ore near the settlement was economically better than a richer one, but with high transport costs. From Fraele, the route continued towards the Monastero Valley, so called from the ancient cloister built in the 10th century and still active today. Now it is classed as World Heritage Site by UNESCO for the unique, amazing 13th century frescoes which cover all the apse and part of the internal walls of the church. Scale Pass maintained its strategic importance for all the 15th century, when Grisons tried to conquer Valtellina passing from here. According to the legend, Bormio infantries struggled strenuously against the enemy here in a so bloody battle that the cliff under the towers was called the Dead's Ravine. Despite this, in 1487, Grisons plundered Bormio and all the Valtellina, reaching to Sondrio. Now the world is changed, and the two solitary towers remain as a relic of a past time, during which mountains weren't a barrier, but acted as connection way and routes through highlands and crests were the highway of both commerce and wars.